Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Our comprehensive Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist will take the guesswork out of what you'll need to finally get your Airbnb off the ground. You'll have the confidence to do that thing you've always wanted to do.
Get started today sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me, and that's for F-O-R, and signing up for your free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy today. Now on to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah. Hello, listeners. Welcome to another wonderful week of Thanks for Visiting. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
And I'm Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting.
All right, Sarah. We have been on the road today for how long?
For an hour and a half.
Because this episode
we're realizing our dream.
Yes. This is an on location, hashtag sponsored sleepover. That we started to think about in 2019. It's finally happening. And we're just super excited. It's kind of, it's hashtag sponsored sleepover and hashtag STR
Share Sunday.
All in one. Well, so it's like it's a short-term rental dream.
Sunday situation. Well, do you remember? So I was reminding you that actually you were like, this is our first time on location. No, about this time last year.
True.
You and I went with our iPhone 8s.
I probably it's probably my same phone. It's like a 6, I think.
We plugged in our little headphones and we were in a tiny house in the backyard of someone's home in Pittsburgh. And we sure did do that. I think that was episode number 2, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't even know.
I don't either.
Anyway, without further ado.
Yeah, we have a guest.
We have a guest.
A host.
A host.
It's weird. It's a guest and a host at the same time.
Yes.
All right. Without further ado, we have one of our favorite Instagrammers also.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so
flattered. And actually,
you are. So you guys are going to have to give her a follow.
Yes.
We're going to call her Becky
on
the episode. And she is Becky with the good hair too, by the way. You need to check out her Instagram feed. Becky with the good hair.
So, but her handle is Rebecca Ray. So Rebecca Ray. Formerly known as the artist, formerly known as Rustin Found. Mm-hmm. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys. This is so fun.
All right. Well, we're going to stay with our normal course, which is a hashtag STR Share Sunday.
Yes.
And we are letting Becky choose one of her favorite STRs. Mm-hmm. So give it to us, Becky. Let us know who it is, who we need to follow.
Okay. It is Benson Dwelling. It's Christy and Paul Benson, husband and wife.
Okay. And that's at Benson Dwelling. It's B-E-N-S-O-N Dwelling. Mm-hmm. D-W-E-L-L-I-N-G. So check them out on the gram right now. Mm-hmm. Did you start following them first?
I did start following them first. And I'm not sure how I came across them. I think maybe through probably an Airbnb hashtag situation.
And if you don't follow... Oh, that's good. We've never told our listeners. Mm-hmm.
I follow several Airbnb hashtags.
Mm-hmm. Yes, follow them and you'll get a lot of inspiration and hopefully meet some friends that way. Mm-hmm. So that's a good share right there. What are the hashtags you follow?
I think I just started following actually Airbnb host, which kind of my feed is blown up right now with that.
Okay.
And I might follow something else other than just Airbnb, but I'll have to think on that for a minute.
Okay. But let's talk about Bits and Dwelling because they are.
Yeah, let's love them.
Rocking it. They, mm-hmm. Where are they from?
Philadelphia, PA.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So okay. I'm actually on there. So they're great because on their Instagram, they have a link to their mm-hmm. link tree mm-hmm. and you can either go to their website or you can go to Airbnb. And so I'm on Airbnb on their like professional host page. And their Airbnbs are good.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah, they are designed. God. And their photos are rad. And I went through some of their highlights. Mm-hmm. And their first highlight is Airbnb tips. And I'm going to agree with them 1,000%. They have one professional photos. So got to agree with those.
Yeah.
What else do you like about Vincent Dwelling?
I think I love Christy does most of the stories and she's super positive. Even if you read some of her posts, even when there's like a negative situation.
Right.
She has great ideas. They also do renovating for other people as well. So I think right now her stories have been a lot about a kitchen renovation they're doing.
All right.
But I think just, great positive information and obviously great style.
And they are serious hosts.
Oh my gosh.
They are going to take the hosting world by storm. I mean, they already are. Read their bio real quick, Sarah, for those who can't jump to their Instagram.
So
right
design
now.
Duo helping you take your Airbnb from A to Z, acquisition to actual money and everything in between.
Let's build the dream.
Yeah. They're just so cute.
You can tell the design is at the forefront of what they do. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, you can tell even within the design that the hospitality is on point. They have plenty of pillows so they can customize their comfort. They have mm-hmm. lights on either side of the bed, a lot of greenery to make you feel like mm-hmm. it's like there's like life happening in their space.
And it looks like all their spaces kind of have their own personality, but it still looks on brand.
Right. Mm. No, I it's like good. That. And let's just take a look at their reviews on Airbnb because I was on that just now. And I think that's a great way to, listeners, if you are kind of like researching your market and you want to like check out your competition, read the reviews and see what they do well, what guests are saying that maybe can improve on. But recently they had a review that said, Christy and Paul's place was amazing, so cute and stylish. They made the booking process and stay a breeze. Remember, listeners, no one wants friction when it comes to checking in, when it comes to working their way around your space. So the easier you can make it, the more you can anticipate their needs.
Yes. And that is the most stressful time for a guest is check-in. Mm-hmm. So if you can alleviate that for them. So Rebecca, thank you for sharing Bits and Dwelling. You guys will not be sorry that you gave them a follow. And Bits and Dwelling, if you're listening, we want to have a sponsored sleepover there. Or if anybody's listening, reach out to us. We will drive. Listen, I got a Honda. Yeah, good gas mileage. Starbucks will get me fueled up. Yes. And Sarah will not
we
stop
don't
talking.
Ask for much. I talk about my business problems to Annette. She helps me solve them.
And we don't turn the radio on and we just chat. And by the way, we've been at Becky's house
two and a half hours.
Eating all the pizza.
We've been talking about basically Airbnb life the whole time. And now we're like, finally time to put on the headsets and press record. Mm-hmm. So we are really excited to share Becky's story with you because—
Listeners, get ready.
It's like most other hosts, most people just don't roll over in bed one day and go, you know what? I want to be an Airbnb host.
And it's going to be easy and I'm going to figure it out. Like first time, like not that you didn't figure it out the first time, but I like your story of how you got started. Mm-hmm. So why don't you take our listeners down that road?
Down memory lane.
Actually, Memory Lane is like only 1 mile from here.
Oh,
where,
really?
Where I started with the flip house. So we started as flippers, quote unquote, our first house. You're automatically call yourself a flipper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And didn't get that finished. We were doing almost all the work ourselves until a little late in the, what would you say, the real estate
season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we decided we were going to pull it off the market. It was going into winter, relist in the spring. And I know that she's been on your podcast at least once before, which is Wendy of Flipping Wendy. And I had been in contact with her and was discussing our situation. And she suggested perhaps we try Airbnb as a way to support our costs while we were, our carrying costs, I guess, mm-hmm. while we were sitting on it. I was familiar with Airbnb because my son, who lives in New York City, has hosted for many years and he's always loved it. I gave it a shot and was hooked and didn't want to flip another house. I just wanted to purchase houses to renovate and keep. So within 4 or 5 months, we were house hunting because we still wanted to flip. I knew I didn't want that house. It wasn't unique enough. I wanted something that was going to stand out in the market in our area. So here we are.
I want to interject right there because I think it's important for our listeners to go back even further down memory lane just so you can get an idea of Becky's past. She had a storefront. It was called Rust and Found. That was her old Instagram handle. And let's talk a little bit about the store because I think that'll help people understand your style and your expertise and that there is no way that you could have a cookie cutter home IKEA furniture. And listen, I love IKEA. That's more my style.
We're not putting anyone down.
And there's a little bit of that here. The curtains will always be from IKEA. All that kind
there
of
we
thing.
Go. Yeah. Yeah, we're not hating on IKEA. We all love IKEA.
Yeah.
But that was a vintage.
It was a vintage repurposed furniture and industrial furniture, hence like the name Rust and Found, because everything was rusty and most of it I found or I made. And definitely just like that eclectic. I love to mix vintage or unique pieces in with modern.
Yes. And if you guys could see where we are sitting right now,
it's good.
I'm staring at bright blue kitchen cabinets that are to die for. A one of a kind.
Literally one of a kind. One of a kind. Chandelier.
Made by Becky. Chandelier that is amazing in the middle of her
dining
room.
If you go to her Instagram, you can see these things.
So we do have to tell you about two of her handles. She has her personal one and then
the actual
Because she's
Airbnb.
A star, she has an Airbnb Instagram handle. And what is that Instagram handle?
At 1920 Grand Dame, because this house was built in 1920. And she's a grand dame.
Yes, she is. And so we did the flip, listed that on Airbnb.
We did.
How did that go
for
you?
Yeah, let's unpack that a little bit.
I actually was so shocked. Number one, we're not in a touristy area. We're not even in
Did we say where we are?
Not yet. No. Because that's going to be, I think, a big part of this episode.
We are in Massillon, Ohio, which is an hour below Cleveland.
It's the 44th largest city in the state.
Yes.
I looked this up.
Not in the states.
No.
Like the United States.
No.
The 44th largest in the state of Ohio. the statistics we could get were 32,000. And it's small.
It's small. We got a cute little historical downtown. We are luckily just a 15-minute drive from Akron and Canton, Ohio. So there's a lot going on in those areas. So,
But I'm not going to lie. Sarah and I are driving here on Route 30.
Yep. Through the farm country.
I said it once and I probably said it a couple of times. Like, how in the world does she make money? And I said, I bet the joke's going to be on us. She's probably raking in the dough in Massillon.
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple of rakes outside.
Yeah, her husband is actually just around the property right now.
But I think this kind of brings our podcast a little full circle because I've said it more than once in this podcast that there is a very famous to me article by Forbes that said one of the number one top places to have a short-term rental is in places like Akron, Ohio. And so Massillon's even smaller than Akron.
Yes.
So I want to unpack really quick. Now let me know where we're at.
Yes.
The flip house is in Massillon. You don't own it anymore.
Yes, it is.
Your Airbnb is in Massillon. How did it go transforming the flip into a short-term rental?
The physicalness of it was fairly easy. I had the house very staged. So the air mattress fake beds were then, you know, we did run out and get a couple of beds. I do a lot of thrifting. That's also where I find a lot of the vintage and unique pieces. So a lot of the decor, I just added a little extra. Thrifted actually for like the cookware and all that stuff. So it wasn't too intensive. Listed it, which I've improved, I think, on my listing. But, you know, as a newbie, it was just very basic. And I was shocked because not only were we in Massillon, Ohio, but I would say I booked up immediately. I did list it early in November. So we're going into the holidays. So I lucked out that Christmas visitors, you know, booked it up right away. And then I found that in December at the Football Hall of Fame, which is in Canton, we all think football and the events there in the summer, that in the winter they host all these youth leagues. So I booked up right away with people staying 3, 4, 5 days for football clinics.
Sarah and I went over this before because a lot of people I know asked Sarah, because she's a lot heavier in real estate than I am, about, hey, well, while my house is on the market, can I just Airbnb it? Can I just Airbnb it? We always advise, no, not unless you're going to have your
Give
thumb
it some
on
time.
Here's my question. When you knew
it wasn't on the market at all, correct? I mean, if you could have gotten an offer, it was like a
right, but
dealer,
we had it on the market, and that's when I had talked to Wendy. And once she made this suggestion, we knew we wanted to pull it off the market and relist in the spring. So it was a nice, fresh listing and not a house that had been sitting on the market all winter.
All right. For our listeners, if you're in the same potential situation as Becky and her husband, did you say, okay, we're going to open up our calendar month by month? Or did you open up your Airbnb calendar like 3 months out or 6 months out? Because that's a very important thing I want our listeners to know. You've got to be very on top of your calendar if this is something that you're going to consider.
I opened it for the 3, which I still currently do. I do for, you know, a bride contacts me, I have a wedding, this and that, I'll open dates for people. But I'm most comfortable keeping it to only 3.
Okay.
Things that come up in life, I want to make sure that nothing's going to conflict with anything or situations change. I don't want to cancel on anyone because I want to keep my super host status. So I opened it up for 3. We knew we would wait till spring to relist.
All right.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it. Yeah. I would say by February, we were house hunting. We actually, in February, found the house we're in now.
Okay.
And then in April, sold that flip house.
All right.
All right.
Can we just say that that was your first and only flip?
Yes.
Right?
We're done.
Okay.
And there. Now I want to, now
you
we're still
it.
Renovating, but we're, you know, renovating and keeping.
And the reason I want to, I don't want to bring up the, the flip, not flipping again, but for our listeners out there, if you are in that spot of like, do I start flipping? Do I do short-term rental? Becky's a case where she, you know, did a flip and then started to see short-term rental and now she's hooked. So
very hooked. Yes.
This property, let's talk about where we are right now. I wish all of our listeners could be here with us. So follow along. It's awesome. The first, I'm going to talk about the, first of all, she's in a very historic neighborhood. So Becky was actually waiting on us and we got sidetracked and it's pitch black out, but we could tell the houses were amazing. So we had to kind of go around the block a couple times just to take in the neighborhood. So I have to say, well done there.
Yeah.
We were excited just to be in the neighborhood. Like, like I said, it's pitch black and winter out.
Yeah,
and we were cruising around, checking out the area.
Yeah.
Did you know you wanted to be in this?
I didn't.
Area of town.
I didn't. I just knew I wanted to be somewhere between Massillon and Canton area, but I wanted a house that was going to not be a cookie cutter or just a 1950s brick ranch. I wanted something that stood out from other Airbnbs and within, you know, half hour's drive. So found this the day it went on the market. We, by the time 4 o'clock rolled around and we got in the house, it already had 3 offers. Somebody had flipped it. I would say 80% flipped. It still needed a lot of touches. We put in a backup offer and 3 days later got it, but we knew is a little bigger, is a big house jumping in. We have a third floor, an attic, finished attic that we're not even using. So, but we just knew it had something special about it. So, yeah.
So we didn't unpack this in detail before we got on the air. So I apologize and feel free to be honest.
Okay.
But will you share as much as you're comfortable sharing the numbers with our listeners? Because I want them to, and at the end of the day, whether you share exacts or just generals, give us the, what do you call it? The thesis of
covering mortgage, not covering mortgage
for this place.
Yeah. For listeners out there who are in small areas or like, I'm not in a primary city, but in a secondary city, can I still do this and make
good
Yeah. Money? Did you go on Airbnb in the beginning? Sarah and I tell everybody this. Go in, put your zip code in, just see what it spits out. Did you do some of that?
I did do some
research.
I did. Once we had the other house up and going as an Airbnb and I was hooked and I just loved knowing why people are coming to town and making, doing little things to make sure that they had a really great stay, even if they're just here for the night. I did start doing some research to see, you know, what people are getting in the area. My familiarity with Airbnb has always been as a guest. You know, we've for years always traveled and always stayed in Airbnb. So a lot of times I pay a lot more money because I'm traveling to cities or vacation areas. And I knew I wouldn't get that kind of money here. But the flip side of that is the houses don't cost the same here as those places. So yeah, we're in a small town, but it's small town prices. So we knew just based on the other small house that we had that we would cover what the mortgage payment was on this house pretty easily. And I will say, like, this is, we're just coming up on a year. So this is my first full winter which is mid to northern Ohio in the winter. So it's not, you know, a place where you're going to come all winter long. And we knew we wouldn't be booked all winter. But I'm still, even in my slowest month, probably January thus far, covered, at least covered all my carrying costs. Mm-hmm. Through the summer, I'm thrilled to say I tripled and a couple months quadrupled my carrying costs. So, you know, there were a couple of prime months and really big events going on in town that helped pay down the investment that you have for styling and furnishing mm-hmm. a house this big. That was a big chunk, you know, that we knew I had to swallow. And
right. But I think this summer will be great.
This will be our second summer. Now I've got all the reviews to back that up, you know, and I always encourage people to look through them. Happily, I can say, look through all my reviews. There's nothing negative there. So that helps. Because when I'm staying somewhere, the first thing I do is read all through their reviews. So, mm-hmm.
And I think I tell everyone this too. It's so funny. They'll say, well, this December was terrible. January was terrible. I'm like, mm-hmm. You can't look at it month to month. You have to look at it within the year.
Yes.
Right. And who opens up a business day one? They're like, nailing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, no, it
There's
takes time to get to get customers, to get repeat customers, as we call them, guests. Mm-hmm. So you did it right. And the fact that you were off, you know, I know you had to pay back your investment of your furnishings, but
Now you can really pick up some steam financially.
Yes.
Do you do all the turnovers yourself?
I have. Let's see. I opened in the end of last March, and I did put a little shout out on Facebook about October. We had some events coming up that we were going to be out of town. And prior to that, I always blocked the dates off when I was going to be out of town because it was just me. And I realized coming into winter and busier times, I didn't want to be losing that money anymore. So I did put a little shout out for someone to help part-time. Luckily, I have a wonderful person who's helping with turnovers who was a really great customer when I had my brick and mortar. I did not know that she cleaned or let, but apparently she's passionate about cleaning houses.
Perfect turnover.
Yeah. So she has helped. We started out, it was just 2 or 3 a month in a pinch when I needed it, or I kind of tried to guarantee her 2 or 3 months. So at least mm-hmm. she knew she was going to get something. Once we got up to the holidays and she'd been helping me a few months, I would say we split it about 50-50 right now.
Okay.
But with situation changing here in a few months, and I do have another Airbnb opening, she will be pretty much full-time because then I will full-time probably be handling the other one.
Fabulous. So two mm-hmm. points there. One, get somebody to help you because yes. you don't want to.
Because burnout is real.
Burnout is real. And you don't want to like have to close your doors just because you're enjoying some time away.
Right.
And my second point was, this is what I love about the sharing economy. If you're doing it and doing it well, mm-hmm. well, it doesn't mean you're doing it well, but there are a lot of other financial positives that you can share with others mm-hmm. when you open up your home. It's not just you earning the income. And that's what I love about it. And that's what I want cities to know when they have issues with mm-hmm. letting strangers in, that there's a lot of people that are earning income from letting guests, from letting us share our space.
Yes.
Let's talk about the genius thing that you did to bring in additional revenue mm-hmm. to your space.
Oh, I have so many genius things I do. It's hard to think. Well, I knew that there were dates during the week is always slower. I think for most people, unless you're in a city where a lot of people are just, it's vacation area or traveling or
heavy business.
Ohio. Yeah. So I had seen a few people, some Airbnbs that I'd followed on Instagram that would talk about people doing photo shoots at their space. So I kind of put out a little shout out. There's a group that I'm part of in Canton, and it's actually goes all the way to Akron. It's not limited to Canton, but it's called the Canton Girl Gang. And so it's women entrepreneurs, people just have side hustles, whatever they want to do, kind of supporting each other, networking. And so I went on the Facebook page and just said, I would like to collaborate. I needed content for my social media. So I will give out some free photo shoot time at the Airbnb if I can use some of your pictures. And it just kind of went from there. And then other people saw that I was sharing photo shoots on my Airbnb page and on the Airbnb's own Instagram page. So then they would start contacting me. So a lot of local photographers. And then oddly, this winter, I think it must be a big time of year for photography indoors. I've had a lot, I would say, probably at least a dozen since Christmas that aren't local that just found me through Airbnb and just want to use the space for photo shoots. So usually they'll book it for a weekend so that they can get one full day in between the nights. They sometimes stay if they're out of town, sometimes don't.
Oh, that's great.
That's paid the bills in January, I will say.
And listeners, get creative. She reached out and then, you know, had to give a little bit ahead of time, but has given, you know, been a lot more received from that small amount of giving. Mm-hmm. And I think that compound effect will happen now when the next time shoots come up here in the future.
I have questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about logistics.
Yes.
Do you do any sort of special pricing for your photographers? Do they have to book both nights if they want it all day?
Yeah, they do need both nights. Most of them approach me right away if they're not familiar with me, if they're from out of town, asking to what I charge per hour, because I know there are people who do that. I really don't know how to do that because if I gave you 2 or 3 hours, then it's cutting into someone else's time of either checking out or somebody's checking in. Mm-hmm. So you're going to need to pay for the night. Mm-hmm. However, you can't check in till 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So if you need the whole day for shooting, you're going to need the book the prior night also. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of them take advantage of that. They'll either come the night before their husband or friends and kind of have a getaway, or they'll come the evening before to go ahead and set up so they don't spend the time doing that the next day.
Yeah.
But it fills 2 nights almost always.
Have you used any of their photos in your Airbnb listing itself?
Actually, I don't think so. I had a photographer friend photograph the Airbnb itself, but I do use them
on your Insta.
On the Insta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you say anything in your listing that lets people know that you are open to photographers using your space?
I do in my listing on Airbnb that I do allow photo shoots.
And is that, so, do you think people, has that helped attract more photographers?
I think it has helped. Well, at least, maybe answer some questions when somebody approaches me. Mm-hmm. They've spotted the house. They like the look, big, giant, tall windows with lots of light. So, you know, they see right away when they read through the listing that I do. So they'll, you know, kind of know going in to give me their sales pitch.
Right.
And they'll, and they're great. A lot of them will send me their website so I can check them out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really vet them pretty well. Mm-hmm. So.
What is the biggest thing you've learned from your first photographer session to now? Like what did you wish you knew then that you know now that you would share with our listeners who are thinking about doing this?
I have learned some things on, I will say, the cleaning fee. If I do go ahead and let them know it's not on my listing, but when we're communicating on the platform, that when there's extra cleaning involved with makeup stains on duvets and things, you know, and sometimes there's a lot of furniture moved and they didn't put it back. No big deal. You know, that stuff happens. Yeah. But yeah, I have had to have a little bit of, you could be charged an extra cleaning fee because there's, you know, that kind of thing.
Sarah, this, ladies, we might have to collaborate on a photography checkout checklist. Say, like, because that's happened to me too. I will, man, now that I think about it, photographers, I love you, all of you out there, but like the furniture being moved, they sometimes have, they've had some issues with walls depending if they hang up lights or they do separate things. So I think it'd be interesting if we could provide our listeners with kind of a checklist of things that happen where you say, look, make sure all the furniture is put back. You know, I've had people maybe have boudoir photography
shoots. Oh, I have a lot of boudoir
with
happens
like,
here.
Yeah, there's could be some, I don't know if they're boudoir, but feathers and glitter and, you know, things of that nature. But I think maybe we could help our listeners out and give them some, especially that what you were just saying too, Sarah. It gets interesting on what they ask for. Mm-hmm. And I think having a strict dialogue with them of like, no, check out his, I do feel like photographers are always trying to get me to work on price.
Always.
Also like have an enormous amount of people in and work a deal or I had a lot of artists ask for free, but we'll give you a shout out on, and I'm like,
yeah,
that
I've
doesn't
had one or
work
two
like
say,
that.
You know, can we just trade for just tagging and content? Like, well,
it depends who it is, I think.
Right.
Oh,
if
absolutely.
It's been a local business. We recently had a local business that used to make the t-shirts for my store that were like my logo. Mm-hmm. And so I did trade her, just they tag me, I tag them, you know, kind of thing. And I let them use the space for free. They're a part of just like a company that I really support. And so, yeah, it depends on who it is.
Some off the cuff suggestions, I'm just riffing a little bit. Some things that I do, some things I'm thinking about doing as I'm trying to
Are you riffing like Eminem? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, wait, you guys, I just heard this. It's the night of the Oscars and my friend just texted me that Eminem was on the Oscars. We might lose some listeners now. How much I love.
We will. I'm just going to put it out there. We will have Sarah an Eminem-inspired short-term rental on 8 Mile in Detroit.
Oh, girl.
Spaghetti will be stocked.
Wait.
In the
Do you think he would come and stay?
If not, I will get you a cutout photograph.
Yes. Oh,
so we're just going to put that out there.
This is the world.
Yeah, it's okay, happening. Because we want to do some themed short-term rentals. So
I'll have my Eminem and my husband Nick will have his Star Trek one.
There we go. Yes.
Okay.
Love it.
But okay, off the cuff, some things that we could do to make the photography situation a little easier. And we can all let's all give our listeners some, we'll perfect this and share some stuff on the website. But
we could have a photography only one.
Absolutely. But you know, but before a guest books, there are those things that they have to essentially agree to before they book. You could say if you are a photographer or artist booking the space, you must agree to sign a release form upon check-in, right? And then you have your turnover pro, leave a release form here, or you could send it to them via email and have them sign up that if they do move XYZ, they are responsible for scratched floors, damaged walls, XYZ.
Oh, I need to add this.
You can maybe do that. Yeah. You can go a step further. So what I would love to do, what I'm working towards, I'm sure we have listeners out there who've already figured this out. But eventually, I will have, because in Ohio, if you want to advertise your places off the site, you need to have your real estate license. So I'm working on that. Once I do, and I can accept payments offline or off Airbnb, I want to have a special contract. Mm-hmm. If you don't own the space. So if you own them, you can live your best life.
Okay.
But if you're co-hosting, where I can accept payments offline. And so then maybe you could do the hourly and charge them on your website and or send them a document that way too. When they book with BeckyAirbnbs.com, hey, I want to rent this, from 10 to 3. Great. It'll be this much money. And they sign the document right there and then too.
Yeah.
And have your lawyer help you draft something up. But you could just have them book on Airbnb, sign a release form here, or even just verbally say it on the platform. I agree.
You definitely need good communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, again, listeners, the key point there is get creative.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know your space is good, people are going to want to come and take pictures. So maybe it isn't a whole group of photographers Becky reached out to. But if you know there's one or two influencers in your town, even if you're in a small town, offer that to them. And I know that's actually, I've talked about this before, Sarah. I know there's a thing on, there's an actual platform where places just reach out to influencers to have them come into their spot to take pictures. But you can do it at a micro level and be extremely successful, just like Becky is here, because it's that elevated reciprocity. They're looking for cool spaces.
You have a cool space.
You've got it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, help us out. And also, listeners, if you're a content creator, reach out to an Airbnb host and see if, they might work a deal for you, especially if it's ask them specifically, hey, what's going on your Monday, Tuesdays? Yes. I need space for content. Could we work a deal here?
I have some more questions for Becky about hosting in a small area.
Okay.
It's going to be rapid fire. Because it's a smaller area, usually neighbors are more involved with one another. Mm-hmm. How have your neighbors been?
My neighbors have been really great. I will say I made a really strong case when we moved in. And then when the spring came, we were working outside a lot of opportunities to kind of run into the neighbors and really sold them on the fact, which is true. I'm not selling them a story. My success as an Airbnb owner is to have the house and the space look as beautiful as it can, to hope to improve the neighborhood if I can. If this house were then purchased and I just had a full-time tenant, I wouldn't be cleaning in between every guest. I wouldn't be out there worrying about the landscaping. I wouldn't even have control of what's happening to my house. So I really feel like I know there are a lot of people who don't love an Airbnb in the neighborhood, but that house could very easily have just been rented out as a full-time, with no control. So I really feel like we did, and we proved that, right away we're working on landscaping and we're doing all we can to just make the house really stand out. And if it didn't, I wouldn't be successful.
Sure.
Right.
And I think you told us a story earlier that you had a skeptical. And no, I'm not.
Neighbor.
I'm not doing any sort of ageism here, but a neighbor that was a little older that wasn't as comfortable with the idea, but she's actually had her family stay here.
Yes, she
and
has.
And I love that. That
Yeah, her granddaughter was getting married this summer, and they actually booked it for her and her wedding party to stay. And it wasn't so much that she was skeptical. There are a lot of rental properties on our street. There's, you know, several like duplexes. There's a small like threeplex across the street. So I think people are comfortable with that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Maybe not people coming and going, different person every other day, but she was just skeptical of being a small town. How on earth am I going to survive?
So maybe she was worried about your livelihood.
Yes. She didn't even know me, but she told me, like, I just thought, oh, these poor people are going to starve if they're going to
starve. That was the word, starve.
You're
going to starve.
Yes, we're just here in Little Massillon. Who would come here if you didn't live here, kind of thing.
Right? What is your competition like here? Are there other Airbnb hosts and are you friends?
I haven't met any personally. I will say there is another woman in Massillon who has a larger, older home that has kind of started a Facebook group. There are several people who joined it, but nobody's really participating on it yet. Mm-hmm. But she actually shared recently that I wasn't aware of, because I don't get involved in city council things. My home is not in Massillon, so I'm not as aware. Mm-hmm. So she made us all aware of Airbnbs being brought up for the first time at the city council and discussion. And so I was able to go online and watch the video of that city council meeting. It seemed like they're in support of them. They were discussing maybe having some way to regulate them, mm-hmm. or, you know, license, getting a license, that kind of thing, which is great. If I'd felt I was going to need to go in there and defend myself, I was already like making
ready
notes
to
and,
go.
Yeah, ready right. to go. But so I haven't followed up on, they kind of put it to the side and said, let's discuss that at a later time. So so I have met a few people just through there. I do follow a lot or check in a lot. I would say there are a dozen here, but there are only a few that are the whole house. Gotcha. There's much more of, you know, people renting out a shared space in their home, mm-hmm. I think, than the whole house thing in this area.
What is a tip that you could give all of our listeners and ourselves? What's the thin, and it might be something that is gone over and over again in the community, but what's the thing, like when you started out, like you're like, there was a light bulb moment of like, wow, there's a better way to do that. Like, was it keyless entry, or was there something you had to learn the hard way? Like, if someone was getting started, you were having a consultation.
Right. Give them one tip.
What was like the, like, this is the thing you got to keep in mind.
That's a hard one, because I feel like I did so many things. I don't know what the one thing
would be. Okay, give us a few of them.
Definitely the keyless entry. I haven't, and I was going to talk to you guys more about that during our visit, or at least later online. I'm keyless, but I'm not the digital Wi-Fi thing.
Gotcha.
And with the new place, I was trying to decide if I should change that out or not.
Gotcha.
Definitely just to make my guests feel comfortable about kind of security, and to me, feel comfortable when the house is vacant, because people in the area do know it's an Airbnb and there's not someone here all the time.
Sure.
I have lots of motion detector lights outside, even just the solar ones. So if people are walking outside, I don't have smoking here, but I know people will go step outside to smoke. A light comes on.
Okay.
I do have a fenced yard. It's a nice, secure neighborhood. But, you know, even when I'm staying somewhere different, mm-hmm. I like that I have a lot of motion sensor lights, even in the house, like going up the stairs at night and that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. I think that was more for what makes me comfortable as a guest. So I did like that.
She did have some excellent, I noticed them, hallway mm-hmm. lights. And I think that's
little,
great.
Yeah.
You know, people not being in a space that, you know, I had like night lights and stuff, mm-hmm. but I really like the floor.
The ones down on the floor.
Dimmers. Yeah. Those were,
yep.
those
Home
were
Depot
good.
Battery, little battery ones.
Those are awesome. Mm-hmm. Great.
I love all the little tips we pick up from everyone that mm-hmm. we meet and talk to.
Yeah. That's why I love following so many accounts on Instagram too,
yeah.
because there's so many things, and from listening to your podcast, that I am doing, but only because I learned it from you, or I've learned it, another host said, oh, here's a great,
yeah.
which I think, early in the Airbnb or in the podcast, we mentioned Benson Dwelling.
Yeah.
And I think Christy is one of the ones that recently posted a video on making a super inviting bed, how to dress and style.
Mm-hmm.
It was like immediately met my friend over here that does turnovers. I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of.
Oh, what'd you do? How'd you switch it up?
She, has more layers, which I haven't added all of them yet. But one thing was, if you don't have a super thick duvet, which I don't, I just have like a normal. When you fold the duvet over, you actually take each side in your hand and roll a little bit under, so it fluffs that up and makes it look really thick and inviting. Yeah.
There's a couple of things I've noticed at Becky's house, which were great ideas. I'm staring at one right now because she has this amazing coffee station. Two things, which I already off the bat love, you guys. She has two different size coffee mugs. Mm-hmm. And I like that there's an option, but she has options for coffee. And I love, there is a huge framed sign of how to use the regular pot, the French press, and her coffee
grinder. And it looks like you're at a coffee shop.
Yes.
And then it looks like a menu.
Yes. And she has specialty syrups, which I'm going to say I haven't stayed in Airbnb with those. So that's amazing. And you get the coffee. That's a local.
Yes. I collaborate with a local roaster.
Let's give them a shout out.
Yes. Tremont Coffee on Erie Street in Massillon, Ohio.
All right.
And I give them a shout out. I've offered them use of the space anytime they need it, and they supply me with fresh roasted coffee beans.
How did you approach that conversation? Because I feel like for a lot of people like me, so this is what Gannett's good at, and Sarah is not good.
I'm not. I'm very,
yeah, you yeah, and I are very, probably the same.
Yeah, very much introvert. That's like, those are the things where I like, take a big breath and say, I'm a big girl. I'm 55 years old. I could do this.
I could ask for coffee.
Yes, I could.
I could do the coffee club.
Yes.
Beat your chest in your car.
Right, like I could do it. When I had my brick and mortar store, I loved collaborating or supporting local businesses and local events were going on. So I kind of missed that I'm just have an Airbnb. What am I going to do? So I followed them on Instagram already. They were moving. I knew to a new location. They have a coffee truck. They do events and things around. That's actually how I found them when I was an event in Canton. And I just thought maybe there's a way we could collaborate. I wasn't even sure what how. The definition of, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just kind of put that out there. Would you be interested in trade for me promoting you in my stories or tagging you in photos? You know, whatever we can do. Last time when I was down there, I bought a ball cap, which I loved. I wear ball caps a lot. A Tremont box so I can in my story sometimes there have that go. On. And they were like, sure, we would love to. And they knew of the house and they said they drive by it all every day when they go home and were totally supportive and just said, what do you need? We would love to do it. So yeah.
Let's tell a little tidbit though of when you wanted to purchase the coffee, their suggestion to you because of...
Oh, well, initially when I don't think they knew how much that they were going to offer me because they said, do you want roasted beans or do you want ground? And I said, well, roasted beans would be nice. They told me what kind of grinder to get in the whole bit. And she said, well, we're going to give you this container and we'll put half in it. And you know, in a month or do you just want to come pick some up when you have a guest? Well, I at the time had a guest every single day. So I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. I can't just stop in when I have a guest. We'll probably need a little bit more. So they give me a nice half container and we're like, fill it as often as you want. Don't get more because we don't want them to get stale. And I pop down there and just hand them my little... And they supplied the container, the airtight container.
Oh, nice.
The scooper.
Wonderful.
They told me what I needed on my instructions to how to use the grinder.
I love it.
Yeah, they're like great.
If you could upgrade one thing in your Airbnb today, minimal budget, but like what's the one thing you know you need to do or you want to do that you haven't done because finances might be the one thing holding you back? What would you upgrade?
I have two sofas because it's a very large living room and I do sleep 6, possibly 8 occasionally. I want to upgrade my second sofa. I've upgraded 1.
Okay.
I'm not sure what else. I have just kind of been making gradual upgrades over the last year.
No, that's great. Exactly what
I think
say.
This house is upgraded. I don't know. It's good.
It's great.
And mostly as we own it, I recently did a small little cosmetic renovation on the entry, painted it, and did a little board and batten with some coat hook. Just little things that over time I notice this will give it a little more style.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, Becky, you are a listener of the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Before we sign off, is there anything you want to say to our listeners that maybe would have helped you if someone would have said it before, or just you have a bunch of Airbnb hosts and soon to be hosts listening. Anything you want to share, even if it's just good luck?
Yeah, well, definitely good luck. I would share that I hope if they're listening to this, they've listened to all your podcasts because I do learn so much, honestly, from you guys or from the guests that you have. Today, I was sharing with the girls that I listened to the one on safety, and I remind you of his name.
Justin Ford. He's going to be on.
He's going to be a reoccurring character, you
guys.
Took
many notes, but I am going to add a couple fire extinguishers and a few things like that to the house. But
that's great.
Yeah, I would just say my tip would be to not be afraid to jump in and learn all you can before you get started, and then just start.
Love it. Yeah. And listeners, please reach out. Becky, you can slide into her DMs. She will respond. She hangs out on the Instagrams.
I do. A little too much.
And I mean, we're just going to say it again. We are so thankful because she is our inaugural, you know, sponsored sleepover. Yeah. So we're going to have to sponsor a sleepover for you too. But reach out to us, let us know. But you guys, we met Becky on Instagram.
Yes.
Becky was actually in one of our courses. We'll probably have her back on. We didn't talk about that today because we wanted to keep this just about her as a host, but she did take our co-hosting course. We'll have her back on for that. But that's the thing, is this is what we love about being hosts. Reach out to other hosts, hang out with them.
Yeah.
Reach out to them on Instagram, on Facebook. I think if you've heard something throughout this whole conversation tonight, it's either Facebook, Instagram, walked into their shop, met them in person. Mm-hmm. But the key is you had to reach out to that person and start the relationship. So please get started on any of those things, but talk to hosts, reach out to them if you have questions.
Yes, I would like to add to that. I've reached out to many a host that I have found through Instagram and they don't know me from Adam, but if I have a question and hey, would you be willing to share where you got that or how did you handle that situation? And I've never had anyone turn me down.
Right. I think just when people are opening up their homes, the hosts have a, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the host's heart out of the gate. Mm-hmm. And so they're there to help others and they're sharing their space. So it's rare that they would not want to help you. So, and that's what we love about it. So Becky will definitely, you'll probably hear her on the podcast here again.
Thank you so much, guys.
Because hopefully we're going to go stay with her son and then we'll have him on the show too.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much. And then we're going to do a tour here on Instagram. I don't know if we'll have it saved though.
We can try to save it. Yeah.
Okay.
We need better.
If not, you should just follow us on Instagram so you would have seen the tour before this even
as it's happening.
Yes.
All right. Well, listeners, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.